Been listening to Something About the Women here on 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is Sue, and that is
Kirsten.
And we've been here playing all kinds of music for you. That was Big Mama. We heard Nico Case doing No Need to Cry. Imelda May did Lilac Wine. And again, that's from that Jeff Beck album, Emotion and Commotion. Bonnie Raitt did Sugar Mama from Home Plate. We heard Elin Jewell doing I'm a Honky Tonk Girl. We also heard Kim Ritchie doing Every River and Patsy Cline. A request going out to Roy for Crazy. And we heard some Casey Chambers, Like a River, two River songs there. And then Nancy Griffith started us off with Ford Econoline, going back to 1987 and Lone Star State of Mind. Thank you so much for listening to Something About the Women. Kirsten will be up here next week.
Absolutely.
Flying Crazy solo.
Fun.
Yep, it'll be great. So tune in 11 o'clock for Something About the Women. And of course, now, without any further ado, here is Crash Course for the Ravers with Brian Young and all his friends.
Turn on the light. Don't lap it, it'll be alright. Pull me out another phone. I'll ring and see if your friends are home. Perhaps the strange ones in the dome can lend us a book we can read up alone and try. Get it on like once before. Where people stared and Cobain's eyes and scored. Crash course for the Ravers. It's a driving Saturday. Young, the foreman, great at work. Neither hands nor limbs would burst. It's hard enough to keep formation with this thought-out saturation. Personate the astronaut who stands and still by his cabinet. He's crashing out with Sylvia. The bureau supply for aging men. It's not in it, he gazes to the shore. Once outraged to see the raids no more. Like the video film. And he
101.5 WMFO in Medford. It is a crash course for the Ravers show. I'm Brian Young. There is Marie Michelle.
And we have back Jimmy James.
Jimmy James. Jimmy James. What's up, brother?
Oh, just having a great time, Brian. I love the win, November win.
Muck and the Myers coming on later on. They said they'd be in at around 2. They can take their time. They're Muck and the Myers.
They're going to get caught in the wind in the Myers.
They're going to get caught in the wind?
It's windy.
Oh. I didn't notice. Is it windy?
It wasn't
in the tunnel. I don't know. So they should come on around 2. They're going to do some acoustic stuff. We're going to chat. They're playing with, I know it's a Beatles tribute band. I'll have to look that up. Originally, I thought it was their show because, I mean, they're, of course, worthy of having a Middle East show on their own. But
right.
They're opening up for
special.
Special. I thought it was kind of odd that they're opening up for a Beatles tribute band. It must be some. What is this? What is it? Is it Beatlemania?
We'll have to look it up. Is it a Broadway production on tour?
they better be damn good for Muck and the Myers to be going with them.
Remember the time the Smithereens
to open for them.
The Smithereens do the best Beatles impersonations you ever heard.
Well, yeah, you and I saw.
Yeah.
What's his name? Pat, the guy from the Smithereens there. We saw them after Pop Gun. Yeah, Pop Gun opened up for the Smithereens. Where was that? Up in Lynn or Salem?
It was in Salem.
Yeah. Afterwards, we went over to our friend's restaurant and got a little private show out back. That was great.
And they did nothing but Beatles tunes.
Beatles songs.
And they just were just so happy to say, hey, listen.
With Barron's Whitfield.
Yeah.
He was just
hanging out. Yeah, that
was
an
incredible
night.
Just going to have a little jam now where you're going to play nothing but Beatles tunes. Does that upset you? And everybody went, no. And then they proceeded to blow us away for 20 minutes just playing every Beatle tune they knew. And they knew a lot in 20 minutes.
Right.
Just kept going from one to the other.
Well, there's some. We just named a bunch of stuff I should look up and play. And what do you guys want to hear? 855-915-9636. I'm playing this just because it's like on this really cool glam rock anthology. I picked up a 3-disc thing. And I'm sure you guys remember this one, right? It's the Glitter Band on WMFO 91.5. Okay, so Marie, I didn't bring this up in the beginning of the show because I didn't even know how to, but Marie just started talking about it with Jimmy. I basically think she tried to blow me up. I don't know if she's trying to kill me or what.
After talking to her, I have a degree. You know I do.
In what?
Psychology /
You're psychotic, all right.
Pharmacy.
So it could be possible.
Oh, you would definitely.
Oh, I definitely.
I was trying to fill.
Okay. You tried to light him up.
I was trying to fill a butane. I was trying to fill a butane torch.
Do you have insurance on him so that you can collect or something?
No, see, that's the whole thing. It wasn't because planned.
What's the real motive? He tried to light him up.
Let me get some music on here. Go ahead and tell the story, Marie, while I find this.
Well, Brian was trying to fill a
crazy
mini blowtorch. And he had the butane.
Blowtorch?
What's that?
Never mind.
He had the butane that he was trying to fill into the blowtorch, but I didn't realize it. I knew he was working on the blowtorch, but I didn't know what it was. And I had a candle burning on the stove. So I was going to cook dinner, and Brian ran over to the sink, and he's like, "This is getting stuck. This isn't working." So I took the candle from the stove and put it on the sink next to where he was working. I turned my back, and all of a sudden behind me, I could just see the flames behind me. Brian was on fire. His head was on fire. His hands were on fire. My cabinets were on fire.
I'm sorry.
He looked like a little menorah.
That's too
funny. He looked like a three-pronged menorah.
Three-pronged menorah.
Someone lit a cactus on fire.
I'm trying to look up Crazy World of Arthur Brown fire because I know she posted that on.
That's fine.
She posted that on Facebook. Did she tell you? So I'm not listening to her, the way she's telling the story.
Yeah.
She walked over with a candle as I was trying to fill this like torch that was stuck or I was filling it wrong or whatever.
Dude,
but there was a cloud of butane in front of me and she walks over with a candle. It was like this explosion.
She walked over with a candle and you just ignored everything you said for the last minute about what you did?
I didn't know. What are you talking about? I didn't know she had a candle.
And I didn't know you had
a chemistry set.
Yeah, I didn't know he was filling.
What I was doing was totally legal, all right? I got this stuff from, it's condensed THC I got from a dispensary, all right?
No, you didn't. You were building Lionel Trees, we know it.
And I have a marijuana card to do this stuff. So I had this kit, and you have to it was my first time doing it. I was looking at online on how to light this kit up, and you got to use a butane torch. The torch, I had used up all the butane, so I was trying to refill the thing. And something was stuck or whatever, but there was butane all over me, and I didn't know what was going on. Suddenly, there was just like this big explosion, but after I got it all out, I noticed there's a candle lit sitting on the counter, and I go, "Well, where did that come from?" She goes, "Oh, I just put it there." I'm like, "Next to me." Well, I'm trying to fill the butane torch.
Right, which gives her 3 seconds to get away before
it explodes.
I thought
she was trying to kill me.
I don't know. Sounds very devious.
I can't believe you're still alive.
Neither can you.
I can't believe you still have hair.
855-915-9636. I couldn't find that song. Here's Crazy World of Arthur Brown anyways. MFO.
I'm
no, don't give me a barrage of fire song requests. I mean, you can if you want, but I'm not going to do that. It's not going to be all fire songs now. That was Jump Into the Fire, Harry Nilsson. The long version, the version we like.
Don't play with me because you're playing with
fire. I might do Johnny I'll play the Johnny Thunders version of that.
Good. Yeah. Let's.
We played that.
Make it a point.
We played that last Saturday. We haven't talked about that at all.
What's there to talk about?
I don't know. We'll talk about, you know what? I have some Frigate here, too. Why don't I...
We had a great show. He doesn't want to admit he had a great show. He's too humble.
Let's play a couple songs, and then we'll talk about our show from last week. And I have some Frigate, who were the headliner of our show last week. We'll
Fantastic.
Play some of that.
Fantastic. I mean, just a great gelling band. The songwriting...
Frigate?
Yeah, it's punk with great songwriting skills. They have people playing parts that you don't, you know, figure they're going to do.
Linda Bean's band.
Vocals and stuff, yeah.
Great stuff.
Really good stuff.
Well, we talked about Barrence Whitfield earlier. I have him right here. Hey, what do you want to hear? 855-915-9636. And, yeah, we'll tell you about our show we had last week coming up.
Interesting.
Bye.
Frigate.
What a show.
Frigate. Yeah, I decided to play it. Frigate. Kickball.
Yeah, and they kick it. Let me tell you. What a great band.
Yes, they played last week midway. I'd say they were the headlining band. And then there was also State of the Union. Mm-hmm. First band was The Only Things. And we played.
Yeah, Skyscrapers Room.
Skyscrapers.
We had a great, fantastic set. It was great.
You think?
Yeah, I think so.
Besides you falling down.
Yeah.
Jimmy fell down like, what was it?
Completely sober, by the way.
I think I was into my third lyric.
Of the first song, yeah.
Of the first song.
He happily goes flying.
Jimmy's like on top of me, practically.
That was great.
And
was,
I did have a few lyrics that I wasn't sure of in front of me went flying everywhere, so it was like, screw them.
Yeah.
It turned out, we didn't know, you kept playing that song, which was unbelievable. You did the whole set, but you actually sprained your wrist.
Next day I started to swell up pretty badly. I had some pretty bad cramps in my hip and my wrist and, you know, God knows wherever, ankles.
But you seem okay now.
It's not my first fall. It won't be my last. But, I mean, this time it was definitely a drum stand way out in the way.
Well, and then you got an offer for a Providence gig for next week. Did you turn it down because you have a sprained wrist from the show we just did?
No, I turned it down because they were like, wow, dude, you're all over the internet and we want you to play. And I said, well, we'll go on at a certain time. And they said, no, you have to open up for four other bands. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to do it. So
I would have done it.
Nah.
What, you think we're better than that already?
I think the clincher was that the theme was that, you know, and I don't want to go out on a limb here, but they told me at the last minute that half of the bands were changing their sets to include Dimebag Darrell as it was a thrash tribute. And I said, okay, I think I'm going to take a pass on that right now.
To include, what do you mean? I thought Dimebag Darrell died like 20 years ago.
Yeah, they do memorials to him.
Oh,
right.
So it's like a tribute to Dimebag Darrell. What was he from? Ministry?
Pantera.
Pantera.
And
so we'd be part of a Pantera tribute.
you'd be on with like.
I kind of see why you said no to this.
Fourth thrash bands
down in Providence.
Yeah, Pete, P-E-T-E. It's a great club, okay. But it wasn't the show for us. And I'm like, oh, you know what? Thank all you, right. But you know, when the calls come in, it's great. And it's good that, I don't know, I took a fall at that show, but a couple of photographers have it, and you can get it online.
You look
it's
cool.
It's pretty funny.
You look cool.
It's like, I've been playing for a long time now, and I just don't have that one shot. Now
it's like a Mick Ronson, David Bowie thing is going on in those pictures with you down on the floor.
and trying to get up without stopping playing is not easy at my age. Not easy.
That's what made me play, actually. I just played before Frigate. It was Mick Ronson, Only After Dark. Before that, it was Barrons Whitfield and the Savages.
Actually,
my baby didn't come home.
Actually, when I was on the floor, and I had actually hit, you know, the floor, and I knew I was on the floor.
Right.
And photographers were taking pictures and stuff like that, and I said, well, what would Mick Ronson do? I actually had that thought.
He would keep playing, which he did.
Exactly.
There you go. Exactly. You just sounded wicked, like...
That's why it took
you sounded like Nigel Spinal Tap. Exactly. Well, there you go.
Okay, well...
That's 10, isn't
great
it?
Great show. And let me tell you, State of the Union, they were great. Frigate, that name escaped me. The first band, they were from Lowell.
The Only Things.
Wow.
And they gave me, what did you call
they
that?
Cool.
They gave me that some kind of a drive thing. What do you call it?
Thumb drive.
With two albums, I guess, are on that, they said.
Well, they've been around for a while, and it shows. Because they were very tight and very...
I just don't know how to use a thumb drive. Schooled. Someone has to...
Come on. We'll take care of you after the show.
Yeah, I mean, where do I plug that thing in? I don't know. Give me a CD, damn it. I know CDs.
You know, Beavis, don't make me have to come over there and smack you again.
What do you, you turn into a Beavis and Butthead on me?
No, that was Butthead, yes.
Okay.
You could do it.
No, I'm not going to turn into that. I'm just trying to find something here. Oh, well. 855-915-9636. Muck and the Myers will be coming in around 2-ish. And, yes, we do have our Spinal Tap moments.
Stop wasting my time. You know what I want. You know what I need. Oh, maybe you don't. Do I have to come right flat out and tell you everything? Give me some money. As a clown, I'm treating you cool. I'm putting you down, but baby, I don't intend to leave empty-handed. Give me some money. Give me some money. Oh yeah. Go, Nigel, go. Hand.
This is a top to, you know, what we use on stage, but it's very, very special because if you can see,
yeah,
the numbers all go to 11. Look, right across the board.
Oh.
11, oh, 11,
and most of
11,
these
and then
amps go up to 10.
Exactly.
Does that mean it's louder?
Well, it's one louder, isn't it? It's, you see, most blokes, you know, be playing at 10. You're on 10 here, all the way up. You're on 10 on your guitar. Where can you go from there?
I don't know.
Nowhere, exactly. What we do is if we need that extra push over the cliff, you know what we do?
Put it up to 11.
11, exactly. One louder.
Why don't you just make 10 louder and make 10 be the top number and make that a little louder?
These go to 11.
If you want to stay alive this holiday season, when you drink, plan not to drive. We'll tell you the reason. You could lose your license and end up doing time. Pay thousands of dollars too in lawyers' fees and fines.
This holiday season, if you plan to drink, plan how to get home safely. Designate a driver or call a cab.
Make a plan before you go, when your head is clear. Don't wait till you've had eggnog, hot wassail, or beer.
Brought to you by the Texas Department of Transportation.
The elves are dressed in leather and the angels the light machine. She was my honey, not my money. She's a fucking dark collector laying on the electric tree.
Disgrace my kind. The village settles down, undetected by the stars. And the hangman plays the mandolin before he goes to sleep. And the last thing on his mind is the wild-eyed boy in prison, neath the covered wooden shaft. Falls the rope into its bag, blows his pipe of smolders, blankets smoke into the room. As the night begins for one, staring through the message in his eyes lies a solitary sun. From a mountain called Free Cloud, where the eagle dare not fly,